Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
Welcome to the South East Regional Final of the Young Enterprise Awards. My name's Hugh Evans and I'm here in Dorking in the beautiful Surrey Hills. And I'm here to see how the teams progress through the next stage of the competition. I've been following the competition from the North Surrey Finals at Procter & Gamble's headquarters in Brooklands, through the Surrey Area Final at Guildford Cathedral, and now I'm here at Dorking Halls for the South East Regional Final. This event is the culmination of a year in business for more than 1,700 young people aged 15 to 19 who have taken part in the Young Enterprise Company programme this year. These kids are from Kent, Surrey, Sussex and the Channel Islands, and they're all here in Dorking tonight. Now, you may remember from the Surrey Area Finals we had two teams, Gobeloo and Coasters Combined, who progressed through to this stage. Coasters Combined, you may remember, they worked their way up from the North Surrey Finals and are representing our very own Claremont Fancourt School in Esher. Coasters Combined offer an innovative and fun product, jigsaw piece-sized coasters which can be combined to make a larger coaster. Gobeloo, meanwhile, who are from the Royal Grammar School in Guildford, also have a very popular product, an international recipe book, with recipes written in English as well as in another foreign language as an aid to learning foreign languages. Both teams tonight are joined by six other teams from across Kent, Sussex and the Channel Islands, and Jersey and Guernsey are both represented here tonight. The eight top companies from this region will present the results of their year in business. A panel of judges who will have already read the company reports and interviewed the students will watch presentations and make a decision as to who will progress from here tonight to the Young Enterprise National Award. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone. Let's go and meet the teams. I'm now with Adam Wills from Gobeloo from RGS in Guildford. I met Adam the first time at the Surrey Finals at Guildford Cathedral, so welcome back, Adam. It's great to see you again.
It's great to see you again, Hugh.
Thank you very much. So how has... first of all, tell us a bit more once again for our listeners what Gobeloo is.
So Gobeloo is a young enterprise company, and what we produced is a multilingual cookbook called The Cultural Menu, and it's in lots of different languages. So every recipe is written in English and then in another language. For example, pasta carbonara will be written in English and then in Italian. The idea is that you can learn the foreign language and learn to cook the dish at the same time.
That's a really great business plan because, you know, foreign languages is something everyone wants to learn, everyone wants to talk about it. I remember talking to you last time and you said if everything went well, you'd be expanding out into new languages, say Japanese or Mandarin. How's the expansion been going?
It's been going very well, thank you. Last time I spoke to you, that was just a concept and it's still in the works. We are now in production of that book. We have several proof recipes I could possibly show you. And yes, we have four Asian languages for that cookbook. I think the most important thing to say, though, is that we have a proven concept in the European language cookbook, and we can extend that concept to thousands of other languages, potentially, and billions of other people.
Well, that's really, really good, because especially at a school like RGS, do you have foreign language speakers there who have sort of played an active role or taken an active interest in this product?
Absolutely. That's one of the things we're very lucky to have in our team. We have a fluent French speaker who serves as a professional translator for us. We have two fluent Mandarin speakers. And of course, in the Modern Foreign Languages department at RGS, we have many fluent speakers of many different languages who have helped us in this enterprise.
Excellent. So that's really, really good news. In terms of, you're now at the Southeast Regional Final. What changes have you made since the Surrey Final at Guildford Cathedral?
Well, we've looked into celebrity endorsement. We recently, in the last 2 days, received an endorsement from the winner of the Great British Bake Off 2014, Nancy Birtwistle, who gave us a glowing recommendation for our book. We've also, as I said, looked into the production of our other cookbook and are looking further into stocking the book in the high street bookshops and also the online marketplaces.
That's really, really good. So have you made some big sales since last time?
Absolutely. We sold a group of 10 to a gentleman in Canada, I believe. So we do have international interest, which is always nice to see. We sold individual books here and there. What we've also done is we did a cooking demonstration at the Steamer Trading Bookshop, where we demonstrated making some recipes from our book, and we made some big sales there.
That's really, really good. So your foreign language cookbooks are now selling in other countries as well?
Absolutely. We're really proud to have international interest for our book, and I think it just shows how well our marketing campaign is going, using, you know, social media, a website, all of the marketing available to us.
Well, it just goes to show you've been doing things very well, because you're here now at the Southeast Regional Final. What do you think the next stage will be? How do you feel you're going to go from here?
Well, obviously the competition is very, very tight here, and we would all be, you know, thrilled to go through, and very taken aback. If we did go through, the next stage would be the Nationals in a month or so, and then whoever wins the Nationals goes through to the International Young Enterprise Competition, which is, I need not say, a huge deal.
Absolutely. Your teacher tells me you've got a maths exam coming up. How far do you think you'll go?
Well, that's right. I have two maths exams tomorrow, two 90-minute maths exams. And, I'm not looking forward to that. But anyway, it has been a little bit difficult balancing revision and young enterprise. But as we were discussing earlier, in difficult times, you've just got to find a solution. And we've worked really well to find a solution in, you know, such a difficult, cramped time.
Absolutely. I think that's an exercise in problem solving and time management as well, which you seem to have done really well at. So very well done. It's really, really great to see you again. This is Adam from Go Baloo talking to me. So thank you very much, and all the best for the rest of the competition.
Thanks very much, you.
I'm now talking to Rips from Imberhorn School in East Grinstead, up here from Sussex. Tell me a bit about the product you've got here.
So what we've developed is a revision exam revised guide. Students flooded with exams these days, and there's so much stress that builds up, especially mental health problems. That's a key feature of the book. We wanted to, as a year group in our school, we did particularly well. We got rather high grades and we were really proud of this. Unfortunately, we know that this is not the case for all year groups, and not all students find, you know, it as easy, or they struggle with a lot more things. So we decided to take what we found was the best, what helped us with the revision the most. Put it all into one nice, easy, simple, compact book to deliver advice on how to effectively recall information.
That's good. And these are all your own personal tips? These are the ones that work for you and everyone else who's been writing the book?
Yes. So we are in our first year of A-level, so we've just finished our GCSEs. So for the last 2 years we've been through it, we know what it's about. The book is written by the students. Each individual page is written by a different student, so we've all collectively come together to create the book. So we all made a draft together, put it into one big book, or one small compact book, and we quality controlled and made sure everything was to a high standard, and we're really happy how it came out.
Excellent. And how has business been so far? You've obviously done well enough to get from the regional finals through to the Sussex finals, now up here to the Southeast final. How has business been?
Business is good. We originally, in the beginning, we raised £305 of shares. We spent £224 on ordering an initial batch of 113 books. First month, we sold 92. So we were really, really happy with the quick response. So we decided to order another batch of books for £80. That brought in 40 books. Currently, we have about 32 books left to sell. After tax, at the moment, we have profits of £433. And we expect to make closer to £600 once we've sold all the books.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like you've got a really, really good business going here. And what I picked up on when you said earlier is it touches on things like mental health. So it's not just a book about exams. It's a book about sort of living through the exam period.
Yes. We all know exams are stressful. This is probably a really key point in time where teenagers are going through puberty, mind changes. They're quite, you know, they suffer from. And the smallest things can make, you know, the biggest problems. This is a guide that we hope to build the confidence of students, because confidence is so important when it comes to exams and, you know, honestly, all aspects of life. This is the guide that we hope will improve confidence, revision, hopefully success in the future.
Excellent. It's good to have a book that builds on
what it's like to have exams rather than just taking the exams and passing them. So it's really, really good to hear. So obviously you've done well enough to get to the Southeast Regional Finals. Where do you see yourself going from here?
So we want to make it a more national scale, even global. We have tips in this book, but however, we want to open up an app on the iStore or Google Play. We want to reach more people. That's the ultimate goal, because these tips have worked for people that we know, but you know, there are kids all over the globe who need these. You know, it is common sense, but sometimes you just need to be told that, and that's the most effective way of doing it.
Yes, you just need that little bit of a reminder. So on the subject of revision, how are you juggling competing in Young Enterprise with exams at the moment?
So I think because we have a large team of 13, so you would think that maybe because there's so many people doing different exams that would make it worse. But actually, because there's so many people who have become independents, you know, we work well as a team, but the independence of going away and working on your own part, for example, the part of the book, we went away, wrote it ourselves, came back, kept working together as a team. So production was really, really quick. We were really happy with how quick, because once we had the idea, how quickly we got the book to turn out. So it's been running really smoothly, and we meet once a week. So juggling with exams and revision hasn't been as bad as we thought it was going to be.
Well, that's really good, because with 13 people, it sounds like you've got a good organisation going. Everyone seems to know where they are, and you've managed to get here from that. So very, very well done to you. After Young Enterprise, what do you think's next? How do you think tonight's going to go, or today?
Tonight, I think we stand a good chance. There's a lot of really good competitors, and we're expecting competition after the year, because it ends at the end of Young Enterprise. It can keep going, because it is something that is universal. It has no time limit. There's always going to be exams. There's always going to be struggling students. This can last a lifetime.
Great. Well, I'll be keeping an eye out on you, and hopefully you'll do well. So this is Rips with their revision tips. Tell me the name of your school again.
Imberhorn School, East Grinstead.
Wonderful. So I'll be looking out for you throughout the rest of the competition. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.
I'm now talking to a team called Supernova from Guernsey. Do you want to tell me a bit about the product that you have?
Yes, well, what Supernova do is we take recycled roofing tiles that would otherwise be sent to landfill, and we upcycle them into coasters, cheese boards and house signs. We do this by painting and personalising their own designs using the workshop at college and CNC machinery. So we've created an environmentally friendly product, and we can personalise it to whatever design they want, and we can also do company logos. So we approach businesses and sell on a business-to-business basis, and also through our Facebook page to locals in Guernsey.
Well, that's really good, because recycled products are always popular, and I see they're old roofing slates as well, so they look good and they have that rustic appearance to them. With that and recycled products being popular, have you found you've been selling a lot in Guernsey?
Yes, definitely. Just the fact that they're upcycled products that would have been otherwise thrown away, people are more intrigued by them, and so obviously they want to help, so it only makes them want to buy it even more.
Excellent. So you've got coasters, you've got house signs. I'm seeing on your coasters you've got a silhouette of the island of Guernsey. Does that give your product particular identity then?
Oh yeah, definitely. People from Guernsey tend to really like Guernsey, so we thought we'd make all our products kind of related to that, and so therefore make bigger profit margins.
Excellent. And you've got some cheese on display. Is that made by Guernsey cows?
The cheese isn't, but we have imported some Guernsey butter because we wanted to give the people of Dorking Ear a taste of our island culture.
Excellent, wonderful. Well, it's really great to see you. So you're here at the Southeast Regional Finals now. You've progressed through your heats. How has the competition been for you so far?
There's definitely some strong competition. There's quite a lot of quite intimidating companies here. Obviously, being in the mainland, they have access to a lot of opportunities. But I feel like the way that we sort of managed what we had to work with, our resources and our pitch especially, we've all got backgrounds in acting. I feel like we've got a solid chance against them.
Well, you gave a very good presentation as well. But so having come up from the heats from your regional finals now to the Southeast final, a lot of products go through changes and businesses try and improve what they're doing. What changes have you made since the earlier stages of the competition?
Well, we made changes within the company itself. So we changed the managing director and we appointed new members, different roles. So that was done by a voting system. In terms of the product, we just tried to be as innovative as we could. So we wanted creativity in our slate. That means that we allowed companies and individuals to personalize these slate products as much as they could. So they would tell us any design and we design it for them, put it on the coasters.
Excellent. Well, that's really, really good. And how much money have you made across the course of the competition so far?
I think it was a revenue of upwards from £1,500. And that makes profit of about £900.
Yes, with recycled and upcycled products, your costs are low, so it's really good to get that much profit from your product. So looking ahead from today, obviously, you've got the national finals beyond this and then the international finals. How do you think it's looking for Supernova from here on out?
I think we have a solid chance of going to the nationals and obviously the European ones. To be honest, I think the company could operate even outside of the Young Enterprise scheme because you've got such a loyal customer base. And of course, with all the holidays coming up and personalization, we've had all sorts and weddings. So I think, you know, because it appeals to so many people on the island and even abroad with the personalization, we have a pretty good future as a company.
Excellent. And you bring a taste of Guernsey to the rest of the UK and hopefully to the wider world. Well, it's really great to chat to you and hopefully you'll do well. I'll be keeping an eye on you through the rest of the competition. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
I'm now talking to Bracey Parrish, the area manager of the Southeast region for Young Enterprise. Bracey, how has the competition been for you today? Do you think you've seen some very positive teams here?
Oh, it's been amazing, actually. It's just another reminder of the incredible talent of our young people. And in these uncertain times, I think the certainty is that our future is in good hands with the quality, the inspiration, and just the diligence and commitment shown by the young people. It's been amazing from across the region. Obviously, we've got Kent, Surrey, Sussex, and the Channel Islands. And see what's been on display today has been fantastic.
What skills do you think that they're getting from this that are going to be really good for them?
Yeah, but the great thing is that you actually hear them referencing it themselves. I mean, there are 8 core skills that have been identified by businesses that work with us that employers are looking for. And they are showing them in absolute abundance. Sometimes they didn't even realise they're developing these skills, like communication, financial literacy, teamwork, resilience. It's just incredible. And talking to the teachers, the parents and the business advisors who work with them, they see that change over those 9 months, extraordinary levels. And there's no doubt that not just have they actually got it inherently and they've learnt it, but also they can actually reference them and put them down in their applications, their CVs, their references, things like that.
And you definitely see how teams, teams that I've seen coming from North Surrey, then to Surrey, and then to here, each of those teams have said that they've encountered problems along the way, they've encountered issues with their products, but they've overcome those issues. They've worked together as a team to overcome those problems.
Absolutely right, and that's the great thing. I always actually encourage them to tell me, we all know it's not a bed of roses. What were the nightmares? What happened? What went really wrong? And what did you learn from how you actually managed to counter these problems? And I think it's great hearing that. And, you know, it's great that they can experience that, go through those experiences when they're younger, rather than a lot of us, you know, who started in our early 20s. And they've sort of been there, done it, and they've got the scars to prove it, haven't they?
Well, Bracey, I know you've got to get off and do some more things, but thank you very much for joining me here today.
Oh, a pleasure. Thank you so much. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Thank you. Once again, I am catching up with our team from Claremont Fan School in Esher. Coasters combined have powered through the North Surrey Finals and the Surrey Finals, and they're now here in the South East Regional Finals. Great to see you again.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's a great achievement, we think, especially for a group of Year 10 students when our main competition is sixth formers.
No, absolutely. I think you've been doing really, really well, and it's great to have some representation from Esher here on the South Eastern stage. So tell me, how have you made changes? What changes have you made since last time?
Well, we've slightly improved the quality. We've looked at external manufacturing as well because we've had a huge bulk of corporate deals. So we've looked at a Category C prison who do manufacturing so we can cope with the manufacturing, and hopefully in the future, if when we get more orders, we can then cope with those orders and then we get the product out sooner to our customers.
That's really, really great. So it's good that you're able to expand in that sense. Now, I remember last time you'd had you talked about how you'd had a couple of difficulties with one of your products, and you had to reassess how you produced it. What was the outcome of that?
Well, I'd firstly say that the customers enjoyed our product a lot more now that the quality has improved, meaning that the photo that they sent to us has improved in quality, meaning that, therefore, more sales, increased profit for our company, of course. But I think our enjoyment has now improved because we are a lot prouder of our product. We are able to sell to corporate establishments, as our managing director has already said. And overall, I believe it's brought us closer as a team as we've found a problem and we have overcome it.
That's really, really good. So that's one of the great things about having an enterprise like this is you can encounter problems and you then find solutions to it, which you have done so far successfully. That's really, really good. So in terms of your products, your coasters, is there any scope for sort of expansion into new product markets from here?
Yes. So we're looking in at, As I'm sure some of you will know, we've got mini coasters which are created from the waste material from our large coasters. We're looking into key rings for friends, and then they each have a key ring which combines together. And we're also looking at a 3x2 coaster set, as most of the images we get sent are landscapes, so therefore we have to cut bits out or squish them to be a square.
Furthermore, RIT is developing an app which is currently available on Android, meaning that customers will be able to preview their image and purchase the product via the app instead of the website, which traditionally is what we use now.
Yes, I remember the judges before in the Surrey Regional Final, they were really praising your use of an app, sort of expanding beyond the realms of just your traditional enterprise into multi-platform, into a digital enterprise as well. How long do you think until the app is live?
Well, we've just finished off the prototype for the Android store. We think next week we'll get it on the Android store, and then we need to transfer it from our Android developer to Apple software, and then it goes through a process where Apple look at the app and suggest improvements. So a week until it's on the Play Store, and then I'd say a good month at least until it's on the App Store.
So you're expanding at a rapid rate in terms of what you're doing. That's really, really good. So the question now is, you've done North Surrey, you've done Surrey, you're here at South East. What do you think's going to happen next? How is Coasters Combined going to grow from here?
Well, hopefully we get through to the next round. But if we don't, we'll continue to sell to corporate businesses, but we're also looking at niches such as the cycling cafe culture. So we've targeted a cycling cafe which we retail in, but at the minute we only retail in one cafe, so we're going to look at retailing in more cafes.
Excellent. So it looks like you've got a good plan in place. From wherever you go here, you've already got some great contacts. Garson's Farm, I understand, down in Esher has your coasters.
They had some prototype ones, and we're in discussions with them now to fully stock our product. But Gyro, which is also a niche, retails our mini coasters.
That's really, really good. So you've got some great contacts. Well, it's great to see you here once again in the South East Regional Finals. Obviously, we'll be rooting for some North Surrey representation in the nationals and international finals, so all the best of luck to you. We'll be looking out to see how you get on. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
I'm now chatting to You Make It, which is a company from Northeast Kent from Beech Grove Academy. Can you tell me a bit about your products and what you have?
I would love to. So You Make It is a business that sells educational kits for children. We realized there was a big gap in the market in that children were spending too much time online, and this online activity was actually detrimental to their effect, their development. So we decided to create a product that combated that detrimental development and encouraged creativity, education, and fun. So we came up with our multi-vehicle kit as one of our products. With this kit, you can create all sorts of different vehicles, a lorry, a hovercraft, an estate car, a tank, an armored vehicle, all sorts of things. And then they can take it apart with a spanner and the paint and put it back together again in all the different ways they want to. And when they're done, they can paint it with a paint set that we provide as well. So it's fun, it's educational, it's convenient because everything you need is in the box. And that's the same with all of our kits. We have a pom-pom animals kit, with which you can create pom-pom animals. And we're coming out with an instrument kit with which you can create a guitar and play it. And then learn basic music fundamentals. So it's all about education. It's all about creativity and innovation and encouraging children to get off their phones and do something that will make them help society and make them improve the world.
Well, products like this are really, really good because there's the social aspect to your business as well. You want to get people off the internet and doing things. And these products as well, it sounds like it will teach children good skills, so problem solving, how to do things, being creative. How has the reception your product has received been so far?
It's been exceptional. One of the promotional things we did is we sold kits to a large educational training network up in Scotland called Experiential Play, and they gave us rave reviews. They told us exactly that our products were wonderful at helping children learn problem-solving skills, that they developed key fine motor skills, small muscle play, which is very important in a child's development because play is recognized as extremely important, and if they can develop those muscles, then that makes them a fit, healthy, and good person. So that's one of the things that we're very excited about. And yeah, so schools have loved our products. Parents have adored our products. Everyone we've talked to has just been gone wild over it.
No, that's really great. And things like that are connected to child development will always be recognised as good. So it sounds like you've got a really, really good product going here. So you've come from your Kent finals through to the South East Regional finals. What changes have you had to make? So what problems have you encountered since the regional finals, and how have you overcome them?
Well, obviously we realized that as we progressed, we had to improve. So we've gone to different craft fairs and tried to sell more. We've changed a bit of the way that we've changed our trade stand a bit. We've tried to emphasize our social mission a lot more and bring that out and show the world that we're all about helping children develop healthily, helping children in their development process. And that is so important to us.
That's really, really good. The social aspect of it is what's going to help you to connect with loads of people. So it's really great that you've got that. So in terms of moving forward from the Southeast Regional Finals, it's on to the National Finals and then the International Finals after that. Where do you see you make it growing from here? What other products do you think you might expand into? And what future direction might the business travel in?
Well, obviously, with a business like this, the options are endless. You can create a kit out of anything, really. And so we've gotten feedback from customers to analyze exactly what the market wants. And so we've come up with this musical instrument kit, which is in the prototype stage. And we've come up with a growing kit, which they can grow a tomato and then eat the tomatoes and learn things about how things grow and germinate. And then there's also a cultural kit on the way and all sorts of different kits. Really, the options are endless. And we're currently in negotiations with Mothercare, who could sell our products, as well as notonthehighstreet.com, who could also sell our products for us. And so everyone's getting very inspired about it, and it has great potential.
And it's really, really good. It sounds like you've got some good links out of this as well and some networking contacts too. So how do you think it's going? How do you think it's going to fare in the finals today?
We're going for the win, nothing else.
Well, what else can you do? It's really, really good. You've got great products, you've got a great business going here, and I'm looking forward to seeing how you get on from the end of today. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
This next team I'm talking to is up from Jersey, from a variety of different schools. It's a company called Foursquared. So can you tell me a bit about the product you have?
So it's upcycled glassware product. You cut the tops off glass bottles and you can make them into drinking glasses or candles.
Okay, so recycled products, that's really, really good. It's great to see some of those. And you've got a good variety of glasses. I can see candles, some recycled bottles as well. What's your most popular product, would you say?
We'd say the Corona glasses. We sell majority of those and we get a lot of them from bars and restaurants around the island. But what we get the most of are, or what we're pretty much sold out of, are the pint Corona glasses, because they're a lot larger and everything's a lot more emphasized. It's really bold.
Excellent. That's really, really good. You've got a good good range of products. So being up here in the mainland, being from Jersey, do you find it's easier to get a network of business contacts together than you might find it, say, up somewhere in Surrey like this?
I think it's quite a lot harder because there's a niche market in Jersey. We are, if we carry on the business, we will attempt to distribute it throughout the UK as well and possibly elsewhere. But it is quite difficult shipping off the island, so that's going to produce its own challenges.
Yes, well, you've made it so far to the Southeast Regional Final, so you've got over that challenge. You've been you now have people aware of your product outside of Jersey, which is really, really good. How was business in Jersey? So were your products financially successful in the end? Were you making a lot of profit?
Yeah, we managed to sell quite a few. So we made about 250 and we've sold about 180. So it's quite popular in Jersey because this isn't done at all in Jersey before. So they sell quite well.
So you do have a bit of a niche market there in that case. That's really, really good. So what... Obviously, you've come from finals down the line, and you've come up to the Southeast Regional Final now. What problems have you had that you've had to overcome? What changes have you had to make to your products? Have you made any improvements to your products? What challenges came up? What issues, and how did you overcome them?
Bottle-wise, it was we started off with sort of handcrafted equipment, which caused a lot of breakages and just wasn't very professional, so we had to end up buying actual high quality equipment. We also changed, we had like 7 different grades of sandpaper and we switched it to 2 because it was just taking up too much time, effort and money. Teamwork wise, it was just the communication between schools, because as we were going to different schools, we couldn't just talk every day. We had to make meetings weekly. During our free time, we had to meet up at each other's houses. It was just stuff like that.
And what about the products themselves? Did you have you changed the design at all? Have there been products that you haven't that you've dropped since then? Are you looking to expand into new products now?
Well, the main thing about it is that there's such a wide variety of bottles that you can make glasses out of. So we have attempted to make ashtrays. We've also obviously made the candles. And if we were to move forward, we'd just keep trying with different sizes and shapes of bottles to make different shapes of glasses.
So just broaden the variety of the products that you have. That's really, really good. I can see on the table, I'll describe this for my listeners, there's a huge variety of glasses, all sort of different shapes, size, colours. I guess that just comes with the variety of bottles that you have.
Yeah, it's just there's so many different varieties that you can use, and we've just recently started making like square shaped glasses and just odd shapes, and it's been they've proved really popular.
And the recycled product obviously does quite well as well. That's usually something that people like to see, and hopefully, well, obviously people have taken enough interest in your product you've got here.
Yeah, that was one of our main the key ideas when we started the process, was that we had to make sure it was environmentally friendly, and we feel that by recycling the bottles and upcycling them, we also recycle all the waste produced in our manufacturing process, just to make sure that we help the environment as much as we can.
Excellent. So it sounds like you've got a good organization going here. So now you're here in, as we said, the Southeast Regional Finals. What's coming up next for Four Squared beyond here?
Well, hopefully we'll win today and we'll go on to the England, sort of the whole of the country, the nationals. But even whether we do win today or not, we're looking to carry on possibly with the making of the glasses. And I don't know, I missed a bit of it before. I don't know if he mentioned that we're obviously looking to sell online possibly, because we could sell to people in England and throughout the whole of the world ideally. And that's sort of one of the problems living in Jersey, you know, you're sort of limited. And also that we could look to sell in bulk to bars and restaurants and stuff like that. So yeah.
Great. So the next plan is to conquer the mainland then?
Yeah, we're hoping to ship out either through Amazon or eBay. Yeah, that's basically the plan.
Excellent. Well, you've done really, really well to get this far, and we'll be keeping an eye on you throughout the rest of today's championship. So thank you very much indeed. I'm now joined by Kevin Patrick. He was our MC here today, and Kevin was a previous entrant in Young Enterprise about 10 years ago, you say?
Yes, 10 years, that's right, yep.
Okay, so from your experience having competed in Young Enterprise and now coming back 10 years later and seeing all the new teams that are up here, new teams that are starting with new business ideas, how do you think it's changed since 10 years ago?
I mean, I've of course saw the companies today, and I mean, first of all, the level of ideas, and when you take social factors into consideration, such as climate change, recycling, upcycling, the use of social media, websites, selling online. I mean, even though 10 years isn't that long, I mean, a decade now is not that long ago, but to see those changes are absolutely incredible. And because of the technology that's so easily available, the students have really harnessed them and have come up with some great business concepts.
Yes, I think it mostly comes in two different sides. You've got one side, which is the new technology, and the other side, which is the social aspect. So I've come across a couple of teams here today and in previous rounds of the contest who have said they're developing apps for their product.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's the way forward. Everyone's got mobile devices, whether it's Apple or Android. You know, everyone is doing everything on the phone, from banking to looking for houses now. So it's everything has to be at the hand. And it's great to see that these young students are making use of that as well.
So going back 10 years, you were an entrant in Young Enterprise. What was your product? What was your business plan?
Sure. So initially 10 years ago, it was actually a branded clothing company, which then later became a custom clothing company. And actually I kept the business going after Young Enterprise, and I was awarded Barclays Youngest Entrepreneur because I had a business account with them age 14 going 15, and kept the business going, which was still doing uniform supply, manufacturing abroad and distribution in the UK, and sold the company last year, which was an absolute great achievement, I believe.
And you kept the company for 9 years, I think it was.
Yes, that's right. I kept it through my GCSEs, A levels, and university. Yes.
Excellent. So what have you gone on to do since then?
So in more recent times, I've heading up a new division in a small e-learning SME, and I'm working on my biggest business project yet, which is my wedding, which will be in December. And then afterwards, got plans up my sleeves.
The skills that you learned in Young Enterprise, how do you think they helped you to progress, and how do you think it'll help these kids to progress today?
I mean, I think the biggest part for me is, of course, you have things like leadership management, you have communication, team skills, etc., which of course Young Enterprise gives you because you're working with other people. And it doesn't matter what position you're in, whether you're an MD or FD or operations director, you do have to take responsibility if you are to win and make something serious of the opportunity. But I think for me, and what's more relevant is, of course, I've been an MC today, and you know, till date I've done more than 100-150 events as a public speaker, and that I really do believe that's because of what Young Enterprise has given me. It gave me a platform to go and speak publicly, gave me an opportunity to experiment of different speaking and style techniques, and that's all thanks to Young Enterprise. So that confidence and that belief in myself, I believe, has all come from thanks to Young Enterprise.
And you're now here with Young Enterprise again. You're back in the community once more. You think it makes you very, very optimistic and very hopeful as to what the next generation is going to achieve thanks to the skills that they've gained here through Young Enterprise?
Oh, absolutely. And I mentioned this today sort of during, you know, while I was emceeing, and I was saying, you know, we are living slightly in a bit of a doom and gloom world, and you put the news on and you see all sorts of things pop up that you'd rather not see. But unfortunately, that is the world we're living in. And, you know, I don't blame if people think that there is no good things happening in the world, but, you know, they're actually very wrong. And you have to just come to an event like this and see such amazing individuals, such young, the leaders of the next generation doing such amazing work. And I think our world's going to be in very good and safe hands, in my opinion.
Excellent. That's very good news. And from the teams we've seen today, I think we have a lot to be hopeful for. Well, Kevin, thank you very much for joining me. I hope you enjoy the rest of the event.
Thank you so much.
I'm now talking to Lunaria, a team from Davison's High School down in Worthing. Can you tell me a bit about the kind of products that you have?
Well, we make flower crowns. We make them ourselves, and we source the raw materials from factories, from Amazon, and we get wire and we make it ourselves.
Excellent. And how popular has your product been? Obviously, you're up here in the Southeast Regional Finals. How successful has your product been? How has the reception been for it so far?
Well, they've been very popular in primary schools and middle schools because our target market are like 5, 6 to like 11-year-olds and very young people. So they love our products. And also we saw our shop in a gift shop called Lemon Fizz in Worthing Town Centre, and they've loved our products as well. So it's been really good.
That's really, really good. So how are you marketing your product? How are you sourcing all the materials for it? How are you making it? Is this all a homegrown operation?
We source our products, as Lily said, from Amazon, from a factory, but they're also very good materials, so they're not like from sweatshops or anything. They're good for the environment, they're good for us, and we make them ourselves from wire, and we just wrap them around, and they're quite easy, quite simple to make, and at first they're quite tricky, but we got the hang of it.
Excellent. But people are concerned about where their products are coming from, so knowing that it's all ethically sourced and you make it yourself, that's got to be a real hit with people. It's got to do really well. In terms of business and profit making, how's it been so far? Have you been in profit? Have you had to make changes to your product to make sure that your business is in profit?
I think our profit range is like really good because we have like profit margin of like 970% something, and it's really good because we make these quite cheap. We get them quite cheap from Amazon, and then we make them and sell them also reasonably cheap. And yeah, we've had so many sales from like Worthing Town Centre, Homebush, all around the local area. And then we've also sold at middle schools, like Olivia said. So yeah, it's been really good for us. Like December was like our highest month because we went to Christmas fairs in schools and at trade fairs and all that stuff. So yeah.
Excellent. So you're already making good links in Worthing, and now you're here at the Southeast Regional Finals. You're obviously doing well to get here. How was the rest of the competition? Obviously, you came through your Sussex final to get here. How have you improved and changed things since then?
Well, we kind of adapted the way we speak in front of the audience when we present, because before we were quite shy and not as extrovert, but now we just go for it because we know there's nothing to be afraid of at the end of the day, so yeah.
Excellent. Of course, it's not just about improving your product and improving your business. It's all about personal development as well. There are great skills to be gained through Young Enterprise, and you are seemingly picking up loads of those great skills, so you're doing really, really well. And obviously, you've got here to the Southeast Regional Finals, so that's great news. You're doing well to get here. So what's next for Lunaria? Are you going to broaden your product base at all, do you think? What new products might you have?
Well, we'd like to continue selling our current products because we think they're selling very well. But we also think we might move on to other like flower-themed products for other parts of the year, like greetings cards and other like flower-themed hair items. So we definitely want to expand the business and keep on, continue and try and do well. It's good.
Well, that's really, really great. So obviously a good product that's selling well, expand and keep doing it. So you've got a good business plan going here by the looks of it. So out of the Southeast Regional Final tonight, how do you think it's going to go, and where does Lunaria go from here?
Well, I don't know, because like we might... it's quite hard.
We might not win overall, yeah. But I think we might win A award because... I don't know, I think we have a potential in ourselves to at least win A award. But we think we've got good competition around us, and I think it's going to be tough, so you can't really predict anything tonight.
Everyone's so good, so it's kind of hard to decide who is like the best, but because it's healthy competition, so I guess it's a good thing.
As you go along, the competition gets tougher. Like, it's way tougher than it was at the county finals and the area finals. It's like a whole other level. Yeah. So like, if we win this one, that would be like a miracle.
But the competition may be tougher, but to the other teams, you are also tough competition. You've improved very much to get here. And as you've got here, you've got more confidence and you're doing better. So who knows? We'll just have to see what happens. But it's really great to meet you. And I'll be keeping an eye out for you throughout the rest of the competition. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Next business I'm talking to now is called Lumos. They've come up from Tunbridge Wells from Bennett Memorial School. Do you want to tell me a bit about the products that you have?
Hello, yes, we are Lumos and we create handmade candle holders which are made out of old tin cans. What we do is we scrub the cans clean, we drill them and then we sand them down and we paint them. They're really pretty and they're really great for in the garden and at home. And we also have a free complimentary beeswax candle inside, which is really good for the environment because it does not release paraffin wax fumes.
That's great. So you've got a recycled product, essentially, that's working really well. And I'm looking around. I can see there are lots of bright colours. So they'd be useful indoors and outdoors, really.
Yes, definitely. We've evolved our patterns throughout the year. We've used hearts, stars, leaves and also snowflakes. And there's loads of nice colours as well. So they're perfect for indoors and outdoors.
Brilliant, that's really, really good. So obviously you've come up through the Kent Regional Finals and now you're at the South East Regional Final. How has your business changed? What problems have you encountered over the course of the competition and how have you overcome them?
I think we've had our fair share of struggles and obstacles, but the main thing that we've realised is for us to come together and be a successful team, it's that communication and that motivation that actually we've built a business and we've built a product that we're really, really happy with. It's something that we all believe in and, you know, our pro-recycling ethos is what, you know, keeps us going, and that communication between our team is what holds us together.
Well, that's really, really good because having a team spirit and as well as recycled products, that means you're obviously able to combine your thoughts and your knowledge and overcome all these problems that you might encounter. So in terms of moving forward, what other products are you looking at? Are you looking at expanding your product base at all?
Yes, we're planning on expanding our range by using plants and cacti, which are in our traditional old baked bean tin can cans.
Excellent. So you've got a good view for the future. So you've come from the Kent Finals and you're now at the South East Finals. Just very quickly, because I think we're being called back in a minute. Where do you see Lumos going from here? What's the next step for the company?
Well, as always, as ever, we'll be at the next farmers markets in Tunbridge Wells. And we'll continue to promote the pro-recycling ethos in the local community in Tunbridge Wells.
I think, yeah, just to add to that, because we always go on our regular farmers markets, we have continuous customer interaction, so we know what they want, we ask them what they want, and we, you know, change our designs and what they want accordingly, and that really is what, you know, differentiates us from other teams, because we have that close contact, and that really will take us into the future with, you know, a great success.
That's really good. So your product is now well known in Tunbridge Wells. And hopefully you'll expand outwards. Do you think there's good scope for that?
Yes, we're really excited for the future and what it holds for our company, Lumos. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's lovely to have you. I'll let you get into the presentations now, but thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.
Next, of course, we're moving on to what we call the Team Awards. But let's start off with the Best Video Advert Award, which is supported by South East Water. And to announce and present the Best Video Advert Award, I'd like to invite Katie Cox to stage, please.
The company that won really stood out on overall quality. So I'm very pleased to announce that the winner is Go Balloon.
The next award that we will be presenting is the Creativity Award, and to announce the winners of the Disney Creativity and the Asda Social Enterprise Awards, I'd like to invite our Young Enterprise Chief Financial Officer, Liz Crossley.
Yeah, so for the company that continue to develop their product with customer feedback, the award is going to Coasters Combined. So let's see who has won the Social Enterprise Award. I am delighted to say it's Lumos.
So the next award we'll be looking at is the Best Trade Stand Award. And to announce and present the Trade Stand Award supported by ExxonMobil is Tom Wilson.
For today there can only be one winner. I can assure you, you didn't make it easy for us as judges. But I would like to welcome to the stage the MD, please, if you could put your hands together for the winner of the Best Trade Stand Award, sponsored by ExxonMobil, is Go Balloon.
So the next award we'll be looking at is the Best Company Report Award. And to announce and present this award, which is supported by NatWest in the South East, can I please have the Director of Corporate and Commercial Banking for NatWest in the South East, Mr. Peter Coulter. So, the Best Company Report, opening this envelope, I always wanted to do this, is supported by NatWest, and the winner is You Make It. So the next award we're looking at is the Best Presentation Award. And to announce this, again, it's a very prestigious award, just supported by Coaster Capital Careers and Enterprise Company. We have the Senior Enterprise Coordinator for Coaster Capital, Rebecca Tonks.
So the award from Coaster Capital and the Careers and Enterprise Company for the Best Presentation is RIP.
Got a bit of interesting news here. We actually have one more award in addition to the final Company of the Year award, which is the Highly Commended Award. And I'd like to invite back again Roy Howard to present that award for us. Thank you.
So it's my pleasure to announce that the winner of the Highly Commended Award is Foursquare.
Last, but again not... this is the Company of the Year Award, and to present this, which has been supported by MetLife, and to announce the name of the winner, the winning company who are going to represent the South East at the national final in July. And when announced, can I please ask the whole team to come on stage? To collect the award, and of course to have photos, and to have this prestigious award. And can I please invite Managing Director of MetLife UK, Dominic Princeton.
Well, a very good afternoon, and it's my absolute pleasure to be here. Some of you may have been wondering what the judges were doing all day. You know, we started off and looking at the reports and comparing the reports. And then after the trade stand and the presentation, we kind of came back and we had a huge sigh in terms of how can we actually start to judge? How can we start to, you know, really make sense of this great quality in here? One of the pleasures of today is once we've seen the reports, what was kind of down in black and white, was to see the personalities behind it. So I just wanted to sort of briefly talk through what we saw from all the teams today. So GoBaloo, you know, clearly a very, very strong sort of all-round performance, but the only team who'd actually used a model of team working called the Belbin model, and that was really impressive in terms of how they assigned those responsibilities. In Supernova, the first panel owners team, a team of individuals who'd come from different schools and different parts of the island, so really sort of getting that team working and some logistical challenges there. And a good reminder to me, leading a business, it's about the cold hard cash, so thanks for that. Ritz clearly identified a genuine need. As someone who's had children go through A-levels and GCSEs, I would certainly have bought that product, and I think that's a product which can certainly be scaled. You Make It, clearly a real need there. In the digital age, it's bringing a lot of benefits, but the opportunity for children to engage physically in toys is something which is now missing, and they've really identified a really good quality product. Coasters combined, great innovation, learned from their experience, worked out how to scale that business by using additional labour sources and to really scale that business up going forward. We spoke a lot about Lunaria. We were really, really impressed with this team. The enthusiasm of the team, the likability of the team, and how they'd really kind of gone into the trade stands. We'd heard about them, you know, being in the rain, keep on selling, I think was a phrase which was used. And that really, really shone through. So a lot of business is about determination and resilience. That really came through. Foursquare, a great sort of end-to-end experience. I was really impressed with the trade stand, particularly the products really came to life. And finally, Lumos. I mean, what really came through with Lumos is the actual values of the company. You know, the team really did believe in the social element of that. It wasn't just lip service. They really, really believed in it. But there can only be one winner, and it is a prestigious prize. It's the opportunity to represent South East at the national finals at the National Film Institute in early July. I'll be there. I'm really looking forward to it. And I will be definitely rooting for this team. And the winner we based on... Oh, look at that. not often I'm lost for words. The winner we based on the level of innovation, the sense of purpose, sense of commerciality, and the fact they were thinking big. And we believe, as a panel of judges, this is a business which can go much, much further, both in the competition, but also more widely. So please welcome the team from You Make It.
So You Make It have been named Company of the Year and will progress to the national finals at the National Film Institute in July. Their product, a toy truck kit which children can make themselves, impressed the judges through its ability to engage with children in a constructive way, as well as the company's aims to try and draw children back into these useful skill-making areas. Considering children spend lots of time online, I think there's a great gap in the market for this product. They will go on to represent the southeast of England in front of the rest of the UK. Commiserations to the rest of the teams that took part, including GoBaloo, who, despite not winning the competition today, were double award winners here tonight, and to Coasters Combined, who have picked up numerous acclamations of their own along the way. However, all of the teams here today have demonstrated incredible skill, and the teams have had to develop products which have been well received and have succeeded in the administrative side of the business as well. So the reports, the fundraising, the management of the people involved, the businesses and the teams have done really, really well on this front. Every young person who's taken part in the competition today and up until now has developed and utilised brilliant new skills, which will no doubt set them apart from their peers throughout their future wherever it may take them. For now, though, You Make It will be representing all of tonight's teams at the National Regional Final. So that's all from the Southeast Regional Final of the Young Enterprise Awards, and I do hope you've enjoyed this very special show. For Brooklands Radio Now, this is Hugh Evans, and all that remains is for me to wish you a very good night.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.